Okay, so a terrific end-to-end game. Seemed to have everything, really. Sending offs, hitting the woodwork, and sort of plenty of good attacking football. The only thing it didn't have was a point for United in the end.
Yeah, no, to be fair, like, I think we weren't really looking for a point. We were looking for 3 points, really. Like, so, but, like, we have 2 mistakes, 2 goals, but we'll learn from the mistakes and we won't let it happen again, really.
Yeah, that's key to learn from this, mate, those mistakes, as you say, as well.
Yeah, because, like, if we don't make them 2 mistakes, I think we go on and win the game, to be honest. But, like I said, we've made them 2 mistakes and we just have to build on it and go on from there, really.
Yeah, and obviously put on the back foot for some time in the first half, but towards the end of that half, the sending off really changed the game, didn't it?
Yeah, to be honest, like before sending off, I thought we were like they only had that is it Shorey, the winger?
Yeah.
He was a good player, but apart from that, yeah, I thought we were like the better team. So like I said, like it's just 2 mistakes, 2 goals, and like that just turns the game on its head. And we were unlucky, like not to get a point out of the game, like we hit the woodwork and stuff. But like I said, we'll just learn from it and move on, really.
That's right, and I guess you're talking about the chances in the first half as well.
Yeah.
The chance for Kwesi, the one-on-one.
Kwesi's going one-on-one, and we've been in their half most of the game, or most of the first half, really. Like obviously, they've hit a crossbar first half, so like I said, it was like a little bit 60-40 first half. But like I said, it's just one of them things, really. It's just one of them things. It's like disappointing, but you can't dwell on it too much because we've got a game on Tuesday against York, a massive game, so we need to come back from that.
Yeah, and in the second half, put an extra man in midfield and just making things a little lighter at the back. And that, I think, helps in terms of ammunition to yourselves and Kwesi in that second 45.
We recognised like, they were only going to put one up front because obviously they lost a man. So we just thought we had to try like change the game, really. And the gaffer's obviously good at that.
Yeah.
And like, he's done what he had to do. And I think we were on top second half because we just pinned him in the half. But really, like I said, it was a sloppy mistake. But like I said, we'll learn from him and we'll move on.
Well, then Portsmouth were defensively strong, including the goalkeeper, which was quite a battle between him and yourself and Kwesi.
Yeah, the keeper was there. Like I said, he was a really good keeper, to be honest, in my eyes. Like his distribution and his coming for the ball, really. So it kind of like stopped us like from, say, like if that's in a conference, we'd probably score a few more goals. But we've got to make that step up to League Two now, where the keeper's going to be better and the players are going to be better. But like I said, we'll move on, really.
Yeah. Of course, and you talk about that comparison, and the atmosphere here today was incredible. Yeah. Slightly different from the conference.
Yeah, I said probably a few of the boys have played like in big atmospheres, so they're used to, like I said, Chaddy, Robbie Simpson, and myself, and like Kwesi, really. So we'll be used to it. So I don't think really that phased us. I thought it probably more like egged us on, really. But like obviously, it was good to play in front of an atmosphere like this, and I'm kind of upset that the game's over, really, because I was enjoying it apart from the outcome.
Mm. And it's been a tough opening 3 games for United, but certainly something to build on in terms of performances to date.
Yeah, first game, obviously, was a good 3 points. Second game against Birmingham, boys played well, and then I think it's got a bit tied towards extra time, but if that's in a league game, it's another point on the board. And then today, I think we're very unlucky, two mistakes. It's our own doing, really, 2 mistakes, but like all I can say is we're going to have to build on it, forget about it quickly and just build on it, really. Learn from our mistakes, yeah.
And for you personally, good to be back in action after picking up what looked like a nasty injury in pre-season.
Yeah, because I thought it'd be worse than what it was, but I was only out for 2 weeks back in training Tuesday, and I'm feeling good in myself, really, so I just want to get back on the pitch as much as I can and get some balls in the back of the net.